This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The Peasley Neighborhood Center, housed in the former Peasley School in Over the Rhine, has served the local community for 30 years, providing an early learning center, offering education and arts enrichment programs, and being a place where everyone is welcome. Later in the show, we'll have advice for protecting yourself from cyber criminals, and Focus on Technology takes a look at training teens to be more alert when driving. But first, here to discuss the center's programs and place in the community are Bonnie Neumeyer, one of the co-founders of the Peasley Neighborhood Center, Dr. Tammy Schwartz, Miami University professor and director of Miami's Urban Teaching Cohort, and Jay Washington, who lives in Over the Rhine and volunteers at the Peasley Center. And thanks, everybody, for being here this afternoon. Good to see all of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Bonnie, the story behind the founding of the Peasley Center is fascinating. The school was being closed in the early 1980s. There was an unsuccessful legal battle on your part, but eventually everything worked out. Tell me about how that happened.
That was just a powerful struggle that we've had in Over the Rhine. I just think parents of children that were attending Peasley were just determined to not let that place go. So we organized a struggle to save it. And it was just a beautiful experience seeing a lot of women with children going to regularly to the school board, trying to get them to sell it to us. And it was a big feat because the building had been appraised for $120,000 and the school board doubled that price when we ended up trying to buy it. But we took on the challenge. We were given a year to raise $240,000. Towards the end, they knocked off $40,000, but we handed over $209,000+ to buy that school. And the neighborhood wanted to keep it as a community-based organization where families with children could, build self-esteem. And one of the early phrases that we always said, a step out of oppression is expression. So we really tried to have programs where children and adults could express themselves through a multiple mediums of art, music, and enrichment. So, and then the other thing, I think it was, the goal was to be participatory education. You know, lots of times in hierarchical school settings, you get knowledge poured into your brain. And we said we wanted to do this differently. So we were trying to involve people to participate and share their lived experience. And then a lot of the stuff that we've done over the years is working. I think our door is open to anybody that wants to walk with us and to learn about how we work across difference, meaning race, class, just different experiences. And so that's been our work over these 30 years. And I'm just excited because I can still remember the day of December 14th, 1984, when the school board handed over those keys to us. I mean, it was just a great moment of victory that we felt, that here we were, a lot of low-income people making very little, but we made a way out of no way because we believed in this place to be a special place for our families in the neighborhood. So
that had to be empowering and liberating.
It was very powerful. And I'd say the 30 years since, we knew that probably the harder struggle would be to try to sustain and support this place over the long haul, but we've done it. And that's a testament, I think, to the variety of folks that have walked with us, the partners that we've had, like Miami, Christ Church, Sisters of Charity, Franciscans over at Liberty and Vine. A whole lot of folks have walked with us over these years to make sure that we stay alive. And I look forward to the next 30 years, and hopefully we'll still be around, and a lot more people be able to be a part of what it is that the women and the mothers believed in. And I want to say, too, that Peasley was birthed through an Over the Rhine People's Movement, that we were standing up for justice and equality in our community. And we're very organizations like Drop-In Center, Over the Rhine Community Housing, the Homeless Coalition. We are all birthed out of this effort of neighborhood people saying, this community is important. We've put our blood, sweat, and tears in here. We want to be a part of the community and want to stay here and be a part of all that's even currently happening. So Peasley, I think, is very important to make sure that happens, that our neighborhood people feel that they have a voice and that they also can benefit with all the interest and investment that is going into our community. So obviously we align ourselves with supporting affordable housing so families with low incomes can stay in over the Rhine. And I think this city needs to realize that our people have beauty and assets. And if you just sat down and got to meet us and look us in the eye and know our story, I think you could see that we are an asset and we're not a population that needs to be displaced, discarded, or made invisible. But I think Peasley is a testament to the fact of what we can do when we put our minds behind an interest that we have. And people said, we're going to keep this center mm-hmm. to be a resource for education in our community.
So you and the other founders obviously felt like it was vital to the future of Over the Rhine.
Definitely.
To have a place like Peasley in the community.
Definitely. We felt it very important. I mean, it was, we asked the people what they wanted, and they wanted a place that they felt like, it was like, I've heard children say, this is like my second home. where they would come after school and partake in programs, and people, you know, we've had celebrations there. We've had memorializing people that have passed on there. We've had a variety of things. It's been a home away from home, and it's where people can connect and build relationships, build community, and that spreads out. I mean, we don't just think of Peasley, but we want our rays of sunshine to flow out into the entire community and be impacted by what it is that we do there in terms of building self-esteem and believing in that if people work together and join our voices, we can make positive changes in our own lives and in our community's lives.
Jay, what drew you to be a volunteer at Peasley?
I've been a longtime fan, as a longtime Cincinnati, and I'm born and raised here, but also as a longtime member of the Over the Rhine community. There are certain places and entities that I equate with the idea of inclusive, diverse, enriching members of the community, and Peasley Center is that. I started volunteering and getting involved through the UTC program with Dr. Tammy Swartz. I consider the now executive director and Jen Summers, as well as Bonnie Neumeier, mentors for me. I was very interested in becoming not just an active member of community, but a participatory member of community. And these are the women that I look to with others to grow as a woman and as a community member.
What kind of work are you doing with the center?
Right now, I work on their PR and marketing committee, as well as a community mentor through the UTC program, which is revolutionary to me when it comes to education in the urban and rural community. As well as a Jay of all trades, a master of some, where they need me.
But you've fallen in love with the place, haven't you?
I have, very much so. Not only programming like the piano lessons that offer opportunity to those who may not have had it otherwise, as well as community celebrations, where we have this multi-generational mm-hmm. experience where there are young children and grandmothers and grandfathers mm-hmm. collectively sharing stories that ignite passions, hope within a community that often is seeking that.
Tammy, Miami University's Urban Teaching Cohort that's a community-based approach to teacher education. Talk about the partnership that you have with the Peasley Center and why it was formed.
We have a deep partnership with Peasley, and part of the reason it's formed is just rooted in what you're hearing about the kind of energy that Peasley represents about this inclusive way of building community. The Urban Teaching Cohort, our students in the program, participate in an add-on set of experiences, courses, and seminars in conjunction with Miami University, the College of Education, Health, and Society, as well as Peasley Neighborhood Center. And in their second year in our program, our students are connected to Peasley through a community mentoring program. So from a higher education perspective and preparing a teacher, first of all, I say we talk about it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to raise a teacher,
yeah.
especially if that teacher doesn't come from that village.
Yeah.
And the partnership with Peasley in that second year, our students are in a year-long class that is co-taught by myself, faculty from Rothenburg Preparatory Academy, and community members like Jay and Bonnie and others in the community, including parents in the community, so that our students start to build these relationships. And in building those relationships, they hear stories, they build deep connections so that when I look at someone who appears to be different from me, while we do have different paths, there is something that I can learn from you and something that traditionally higher education has not brought into the dialogue as deeply as I think we have or that we need to, and especially in terms of preparing a teacher.
So there's a mutually beneficial relationship that's going on here. The center gives education students exposure to urban perspectives they might not otherwise ever get to see. For the Peasley Center, they're gaining the services of the students and the community benefits in the end, correct?
Absolutely, yes. And not only through that year, but also when our students had the opportunity to participate in a three-week residential program where the students are living and working in the community. And many times those students will be working at Peasley Neighborhood Center. Last summer, I know one of our students, Kyle O'Brien, put together a video of oral histories in the neighborhood. And so in that way, we provide some mutually beneficial service to Peasley. But let me tell you something, they give more than we could ever receive. And I say that from the bottom of my heart. I see the community members, the parents, the women, the men with whom we work have so much to teach our students. And I'm watching as our students graduate from our program and end up teaching in some of the schools nearby. We have several who are now teaching their first year at Rothenburg Preparatory Academy. They are still calling on those community members. They are still calling on those parents. Hey, I had this situation in my classroom with this child, and I've tried this and that, and I've even asked another teacher, can you help me? Yeah. From a parent's perspective, I bet you have something that you can help me figure out here.
And some of the Miami students, besides that three-week program, have chosen to be part of a whole semester residency program. There's the Miami University Center for Community Engagement, which Tammy is a part of, and that our neighborhood said that we want to work with you, but the only way we would do it if that we would mutually benefit. So it's been a long history of involvement with Miami, and it's a process that we've all gone through, but to build relationships. So the students actually walk the streets, meet students at Kroger's, play with them in Washington Park. So they really get a sense, you know, of what a child might be going through in terms of issues that they'd be faced with in our neighborhood.
And
so
those
a really good relationship.
Those children are also mentors, which I find inspiring. Not only are these children receiving visuals and commentary on what it takes to go into secondary education, but these secondary education students are receiving stories, guidance, directions from young people, fifth graders and sixth graders, who often feel that they aren't listened to.
And Peasley's had a long relationship with our neighborhood school, Rothenburg. I mean, we helped organize a group that helped save Rothenburg from being demolished. And it's like we have lots of times schools will cut out arts and enrichment first when they have budget problems. Mm-hmm. But Peasley's been a partner. Like we facilitate a girls' writing circle up at Rothenburg, and the students have come down to Peasley to be a part of our African drumming program. So we really know that we want to add arts and music and enrichment, you know, to help out Rothenburg. So that's been a great partnership.
We'll continue our conversation about the Peasley Neighborhood Center after the break, and you can join the discussion at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. 30 years ago, the Peasley Neighborhood Center was established to offer early learning, education, and arts enrichment programs. Here to talk about the center are co-founder Bonnie Neumeier, Dr. Tammy Schwartz with Miami University, and Jay Washington, who lives in Over the Rhine and volunteers at the center. And you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Tammy, you wanted to make a comment about the importance of the student mentoring, how crucial that is in the whole program.
That is correct. The first year that our students are accepted into the program, they are assigned a mentor, and it is a kid from Rothenburg Preparatory Academy, a fifth or sixth grader. We have about 20 of them who have signed up to mentor new teachers. They oftentimes in not only teacher preparation, but even in the whole kind of reform discussion around education and teacher education in our country, we often do not hear the voices of children. And so these children have a say in the way that our teachers are being prepared. I'll never forget last year there were a group of Rothenberg students who were introducing themselves on the first Saturday for their opening session with the Miami students, and they had planned the session, again, fifth and sixth graders. And the whole day was about, if we're going to learn about one another and build this relationship, we need to listen to one another, and we need to talk about what active listening means. And I can remember one of the young girls looked at the Miami students and said, and if you're texting on your cell phone, I don't think you're listening to me. I was like, you go, girl. But the thing is, the youth and the Miami students who are the mentees, and the youth at Rothenberg, I'm the mentor. You can see the power flip there, which is awesome. They engage in collaborative projects together. And in fact, this year, they're engaging in really deeply looking into what are some of the issues and concerns that the children have about what are happening, what are things that are happening in their neighborhood. And these youth recently identified four areas of concern that they're going to work on this year in collaboration with the Miami mentees. Violence, the issue of equality, and as one young woman said, no equality, homelessness, and the issue of poverty. And so our students get the opportunity to delve deeply in, and again, hear the stories from the children. It's about listening. And one of the things that I have to say that's so important about this partnership that we have is that it values every voice. It values every voice. And I have to actually give a shout out to my mom out there who's listening today. My mom raised three kids on welfare and food stamps in the projects in Price Hill. And my mother taught my brother, my sister, and myself what it meant to value everybody. And I hope that within this program, as does Peasley and the energy of Peasley, it values every voice. Everybody has something to contribute.
Mm-hmm. Is this value in everyone, Bonnie? Is that what we mean by participatory education?
Mm. Yes, and using a person's lived experience, that they really do have something to contribute. So that's what we do at Peasley. We get input from our children, from adults, and they can be a part of not being victims of their lives, but being actors in their own history, and they have a lot to contribute and to value. And I want to raise up a woman named Dorothy Darden, who's lived in our neighborhood for years. I've been over there 40 years, but she's been longer. But she would bring her children to Peasley, and it was like their second home. And she got real active, has been active at Rothenberg School. Yes. She's the parent resource coordinator,
one
so there's
the mentors,
that connection between Peasley and Rothenberg and the urban teaching cohort. But she's just a beautiful woman. And Peasley, I don't know, the whole story, it's been a women-led struggle. And I think we do things differently. We meet in circles. You know, we have rituals. We celebrate with music. It's just a whole, it's non-hierarchical. And I think everybody can feel a part when they come through our doors.
Yes.
Let's talk with Les in Bethel. Good afternoon, Les. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm about to retire at 65, and I am a Miami grad, and I would like to get back.
Oh, great.
That's okay, very good.
Well, let me have your
number.
Never
too late. Never too late.
513.
Oh, you're serious.
I am serious.
I am serious.
Okay, great. Let's get the number off the air. Yes. Pete will take the number off the air and then pass it along to Tammy.
Yeah.
And but you're interested in volunteering, aren't you?
Yeah, I've had a career of 20 years in the military, 20 years with an airline, and I'm ready to retire. And
great.
I would like to do something.
On November 7th, we'll also tell you there's going to be a group of alumni from Miami who's Cincinnati-based meeting at the Center for Community Engagement and doing a volunteer project. So we will also tell you about that date. So we hope you can come down and you can see the center and meet us, because we're all going to be involved in that.
And Les, I'll leave you on the line so that you can pass that phone number along to Pete.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, Les.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate
well,
the call.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
It's that sort of grassroots inspiration that has been the legacy of Peasley. I mean, in getting involved in transitioning from solely just doing my day job to really wanting to leave some sort of legacy to my children, you know, I looked for places within my neighborhood. And for me, Peasley is this community incubator of sorts. Mm-hmm. I use it, that analogy, because it prepares those willing and interested to be truly participatory mm-hmm. in the neighborhood experience.
Yeah, and we value intergenerational yes. Work, meaning, yes. I mean, the elders, the wise women and yes. fathers, the people that have been a part of our lives, you know, working with young people. There's just nothing like that synergy that comes from that kind of relationship. Yes. So it's, yeah, this is beautiful. What we've been about.
Bonnie, you were starting to touch on the event that you have coming up next week, yes. a celebratory event of 30 years right. of the Peasley Center. Tell
wow.
me about what that entails.
Right. Well, we're having an event. We try to do this annually, but this will sort of be a kickoff of our 30th year, because we will be 30 years December 14th. So we have a program we call Peasley Presents, and the theme is A Place for Everybody, and we're having a dinner and silent auction at the Bell Event Center in Over the Rhine. It'll be Thursday, November 6th at 5:30, and you can find out more information about this if you go to peasleycenter.org or go online here at your radio station, because we have links for that. And it's just going to be a time of people that have been supportive of Peasley, and hopefully we might get some new people out there that want to be a part of this amazing community-based center, and we hope that you'll be come and be a part of it and find out more about our work.
Yeah. And Bonnie, you're correct. There is a link on our website, wvxu.org. Thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you
Great.
So much for having us.
Peasley Neighborhood Center co-founder Bonnie Neumeier, Dr. Tammy Schwartz, Miami University professor and director of Miami's Urban Teaching Cohort, and Jay Washington, who lives in Over the Rhine and volunteers at the Peasley Center.